Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The parent company of Donald Trump's Truth Social began trading Tuesday on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol DJT, the initials of the former president. And you may have heard, it soared. The company is now worth some $8 billion, and Trump owns about 60% of the shares. So let's talk about it with Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hey, Ali.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, forgive the math, but how does a barely profitable company, its revenue was about $3 million and change in the first 9 months of 2023, how does it become worth $8 billion on NASDAQ? I'm kind of smelling Pets.com circa 1999.
Yes. That's sort of right. Look, the company earned $3.4 million, as you said, in revenue, but it lost $49 million overall in 2023. So it's not even close to profitable. Mm. And, you know, a stock price isn't supposed to come out of thin air. It's supposed to bear some relationship to either what the company earned last year or what it's going to earn this year or next year. And there are various metrics, but it's generally tied to that sort of thing.
Earnings this, times 14, earnings times 20,
exactly.
That kind of thing.
Okay. And there are moments where things get a little excited, like Pets.com, where it's worth many, many more times. But this is really, really out there. The valuation of this company bears no relationship to its revenue. And that's an interesting topic to consider why that's actually happening. However, Donald Trump does own 60% of this new Trump Media company. And on paper, that puts his value at somewhere between $4 and $5 billion. It's not cash that he can get out immediately. He may be able to get access to it. But the bottom line is there are people who are investing in this company who are not your typical investors. They're not institutional investors. They're either people who really like Donald Trump, or in some cases, they're people who have reason to be in with Donald Trump. And so this is not your grandmother's General Electric stock. This is a different sort of company, and the valuation of it doesn't comport with what we normally think about what a stock should be priced at.
So, I mean, do people in the market think then that investors are going to look at it and say, well, wait a second, they'll do the math, and I guess could there be this Wile E. Coyote moment coming where financial gravity takes effect and it's like,
this is the problem with things that are like meme stocks, right? Like GameStop, if they're not based on fundamentals, then you never really know what's going to happen. So in 5 months or 6 months, typically speaking, Donald Trump would be able to start to access this money in 6 months. There are ways around that, perhaps. Who knows in 6 months? This thing could be worth far more than it's worth now. It could be worth nothing, or could have an accurate price based on what its earnings are. So no way to know, which is why it's not held, generally speaking, by institutional investors, by big banks, by insurance companies. It's not likely in your 401k if you have a basket of stocks. This tends to be one of those companies that's invested in by a very specific group of people. At the moment, they're driving the stock price up, so good for them.
And briefly, are there creative ways potentially for him to take money out, you know, before this 6 month lockup period is over?
Yeah, well, part of it is that this is a merged company between Donald Trump and another firm that is led by a group called Susquehanna, and Susquehanna's CEO is a guy who's the biggest investor in ByteDance, which is the parent of TikTok. They didn't like where Donald Trump was on TikTok, so this guy met with Donald Trump. Donald Trump suddenly changes his mind on TikTok. So there's a little bit of influence peddling going on here. No allegation that it's illegal, but there's definitely some people propping the stock up who might not otherwise be if it were just a straight investment.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi, thanks.
Thank you.